This episode of the ABIC podcast is brought to you by Home of Aesthetics. Hello and welcome to the Beauté by ABIC podcast, your online support community for the aesthetic and beauty industry. Here, we are strengthening and unifying the industry through representation, innovation, and education. This is a platform created and dedicated to the aesthetic and beauty industry, valuing unity and advancement. We serve to represent, support, and inspire you by connecting you with industry experts, expanding your knowledge through educational pieces, and bringing you the latest industry news. This is Beauté by ABIC. I'm your host, Stephanie Miller, and today's guests are Jessica Goldenberg and Sophie Lucas from Home of Aesthetics. Embodying a fusion of knowledge, passion, and a relentless pursuit of excellence, Sophie and Jessica are the driving forces behind Home of Aesthetics. With a rich background spanning over 17 years in beauty therapy, Sophie has emerged as a highly skilled business development manager. Her expertise and insights have been instrumental in shaping the HOA wholesale marketplace, the first of its kind in the beauty industry. Jessica brings a decade of experience as a cosmetic nurse within the beauty and aesthetic domain, in addition to having experience in creating, implementing, and selling a unique business in the industry. This dynamic duo and pioneers in the Australian beauty and aesthetic industry are revolutionising the B2B landscape with their pioneering venture, Home of Aesthetics. They are truly set to transform the B2B landscape with this revolutionary wholesale marketplace and directory, offering a unique platform that caters exclusively to professionals within the industry and serves as a convenient one-stop shop catering to all beauty and aesthetic needs. Here to tell us about their upcoming launch and how Home of Aesthetics can transform the way clinics and salons do business, from Home of Aesthetics, today we welcome Sophie and Jessica.
Welcome to the podcast, ladies. How are you both?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Going well. Excited to talk to you, Steph.
I'm always excited to speak with you both. You know that because we have a long-standing relationship, us three. We've worked together in many forms in the past, and now I'm super excited to be able to introduce your new platform and your new venture.
You're kind of an instigator for this, Steph, if you think about it. If it wasn't for your businesses, Jess and I wouldn't have met, and then HOA wouldn't have been born, and then here we are. So we've got to thank you, really, to finding a good little team and then bringing us together.
Well, thank you for saying that. I always get, chills and, thrills, really, when I hear my guests come on and say I had any kind of influence in their life at all, because it's extremely humbling, but it's just beautiful to watch the evolution of, you know, how you meet people so long ago and then what they go on to do in the future and so the amazing things that they go on to do. And I just, even though I have not a single hand in it, I'm so proud of you both because you're both so innovative, aren't you, and creative.
Look, it's all about the connections, I think, Steph. It's the connections and the touch points throughout your career and in the industry that really make, you know, that can really create the opportunities. So thank you for your connections. Thank you for your, you know, your networking and bringing people together, because it's not just now, it's not just, you know, in the past. There is, I'm certain, more and more and more connections and opportunities to come as well. So thank you.
That's amazing. I love that. See how we start these podcasts with so much love. But we actually have something super revolutionary, extremely innovative, incredibly exciting to talk about today. And our listeners right now, there's two types of listeners. There's actually probably three. There's professionals in the industry that are listening to the podcast that actually have clinics and salons, and they're like me. They actually are practitioners. They perform treatments, or they employ people that do. And then there are brands that listen, so skincare brands and device brands and all different sorts of suppliers to our industry hear this podcast. And then also the patients and clients of our industry listen to this podcast. And this particular platform and idea that you've made come to life actually addresses both of my businesses, which is a skincare brand, or a brand, and a clinic, and a, you know, as a practitioner. So it's a pretty, when you called me and you told me what you were doing, I really was blown away. And I thought, my goodness, how is this going to change both of my businesses? The possibilities in my brain absolutely exploded. And I cannot wait to delve into exactly what you're doing. But before we do, I know you very well, but our listeners probably don't know you as well. Please tell us how you both came to be in the professional beauty and aesthetic industry.
Well, we've both had combined nearly 30 years within the industry, but the one thing to highlight is we've both come from different channels and different avenues in that space. So while Jess is more your nurse, your cosmetic nurse, sorry, and she's been, you know, on that kind of channel, that side of it, I've also done a lot of spa and clinic and management and business development. So putting us together. And this idea was born from all the different aspects and all the different channels within the industry, combined nearly 30 years. And I know it's a bit cliche, but we found a gap. And when we say we found a gap, it's literally a gap. It's not been done before. So this is the first of its kind that we can bring and give back to the industry because we've been there. We've been business owners. We've been clinicians. We've been BDM. So we know. You know, we've had all the hats on and we know what this can do for these businesses.
Just leading on from that with, you know, the beauty therapy background of Soph's initially back in the day, Ellie Lucas gal, and then my, you know, working as an RN Div 1 nurse in the hospital system, and then moving into cosmetic nursing, and then getting in, I guess, into the business acumen side of the industry. We really have almost like created this full circle of industry knowledge, where we do have a lens for every single component of, you know, the being the student, being the clinician, being the manager, being, you know, in the professional space in terms of business development. You know, I myself have owned a business in the industry as well, which I, you know, that's where I first met the lovely Steph. So it really does. We do definitely hit, I think, every component of the industry, I have to say.
And I think it on that as well, I think HOA has been built off both of us coming from different angles. So Jess might have an idea. I said that won't work for this person, and she'll have an idea, or I'll have an idea, and she'll say that won't work for this business owner, whatever it may be. So we're able to establish exactly what will work because of our backgrounds, and that's why I think this is going to be so successful because, you know, we've been in the trenches. We know all the aspects of it, and we're able to complement each other in terms of what we believe will work and what wouldn't. And that's kind of where HOA, you know, 15 months in the making has been developed really.
You know, one thing that maintains a constant with both of you is your incredible passion for our industry. Since I met you a little while ago, both of you, and that's one thing that stood out, and a deep and profound care for the people that you service, the practitioners, the patients. And I always see you wanting to solve problems for them. Even when we worked together, it was all about how can we help people? How can we solve problems for them? How can we make things better? And I think that right now, what you've created is almost the ultimate problem-solving platform for both brands and practitioners and their connection and community as well. So please, we're talking about community, but we're also talking about your platform and what you do. Let's not hide it. And it's not a big mystery, but it is such a wonderful evolution.
What we're doing at the moment is, you know, creating this community, this sort of all-encompassing community in our, as you mentioned, like the industry that we absolutely adore and are passionate about, our beauty and aesthetic industry here in Australia. And look, our communities are really important to us because, yes, we have a platform that we are driving people to, and we have two components of our platform in a sense, where we have our members, which are, you know, business owners, clinic owners, clinic managers, salon managers and owners, and then the sole traders of the industry, like our dermal clinicians or our cosmetic nurses that are sort of doing it on their own and going maybe in between clinic to clinic, or, you know, holding their own room somewhere. And that's, you know, one part of our community. So we have this, you know, this community of industry professionals. And then we have this other part of our platform, which is all around the brands and the brand partners. And that's, again, you know, a different component that we're offering. So essentially, the platform really does have two, it has two avenues, really, of brand partner, which is all of the wonderful brands that are out there. Brands like being products and services and devices. So it's not just, you know, products, but the services as well. Like services for our industry, like the world is our oyster. We don't know as a business what could actually be out there that could help elevate our offerings in the forms of a service. In addition to, yeah, the device companies that have, you know, all of their amazing innovative devices, and then of course the amazing products, which is you know, the platform, which I guess is a little bit more of the transactional element of the platform, where we actually have somewhere where members can actually come on and see a product and research product brands and actually order them through the platform and, you know, make that purchase through the platform of not just one, but two, but three, but four, any of the brands that they hold in clinic or in salon can actually be checked out through, you know, this platform, in addition to adding their consumables as well.
So basically what you've created is a connection platform where practitioners, clinics can connect with their brands, research them, and ultimately order through this one particular platform in a very, very easy and compact way. So me as a clinic owner, I could jump on to your platform and order all of the brands that I stock. I've got four or five different types of skincare brands that I stock. And I could just in one easy checkout, go there, place my orders all in one spot and actually have them delivered to me. And I only have to pay one bill.
Essentially, yes. And I think another thing to highlight is post-COVID, and we can say this because Jess and I were with you, Steph, during COVID, which was an interesting time for us, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. I think we only met about 7 months into all working together in person. So we do know that we've had to pivot so much during that period, and we're hearing and we're finding there's a lot of business owners now that have gone out by themselves and, you know, might have home salons or clinics, but they've realized that they can do this themselves and they choose to. So this is
reducing some of the overheads as well, you know, really reducing that down and, you know, bringing it to something that's maybe a little bit more controllable for them, because, you know, the world is unknown at the moment, particularly in the industry. So, you know, doing what they can do to continue on their business and their, you know, their passions, but in a way that they know they're comfortable with for their lifestyle as well.
And they're using HOA, or they will be using HOA for their start. So what do I want with my new business? What brands do I want to stock? Do I need a business coach? Do I need a linen service? They can go to us and find everything they need on one location and help guide them to what is they're looking for. And that can be in the form of searching. They can, you know, look certified vegan or organic or women-led business or whatever it may be. They've got the platform and the community to do that and find what they need.
Yeah, it's a really great starting point, as you mentioned. You know, like we call it home of aesthetics, but we really mean that. Like it's designed to be this comforting place for someone where they can go to and they know they're going to be looked after. They know they're going to have the most, you know, amazing products and services available to them in the industry. So then they're not daunted. They're not scared about going out on their own or, you know, starting a new business or opening a new clinic. They have a go-to place that is, you know, really for them, you know, to kickstart their business and support them on their business journey.
I feel like there's two elements to this. You've got your people starting off on your journey, opening a clinic or opening a salon or spa, and then you've got your more mature businesses like mine who are wanting to streamline processes.
Yes.
The process that we are mature and there's so many processes to follow. And if you want to then are at this stage where you want to step back from your business and maybe not be so hands-on, the ordering process can be extremely daunting because you've got so many suppliers to contact. It's time consuming. It's actually time consuming researching, actually ordering, but also paying the bills. And you're reluctant to give it to a staff member to do because of the whole complexity of it. So that's number one. It allows business owners like myself to be able to step back and entrust an employee to, I suppose, take on the ordering process from start to finish, because they're actually in one platform that's designed to and is able to cater to those needs. Then you've got the brand new people to our industry who are, you know, lost and wanting to know where to go. It's very difficult to open accounts. It's difficult to know what suits your brand. Research is quite a challenge. And I feel like that answers that part of it too, as well as, oh my goodness, there's so many innovative, brand new brands and companies emerging. How do you find them all, you know, without spending hours and hours researching? And your platform is a solution to that, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah. We are providing the space to have these new and emerging brands to be able to be discovered by businesses. Because it's really important, like businesses have different values. And as long as you're purchasing based on your value set, then you may be missing some of these amazing new boutique brands that are out there that suit your business so amazingly, but you haven't been able to discover them and they haven't been able to get their name out there. Because let's face it, we do have a very significant amount of distributors that hold such the lion's share of this industry in terms of product exposure by their names alone, let alone how amazing their products actually are. But we also have the other end of it where we have new entrepreneurial brands that have amazing formulations or have amazing concepts that are so new, but yet really do struggle to find their voice in such a saturated industry. So it's being able to showcase these amazing new brands that could be so perfect in a business because they offer, you know, a different set of values, a different formulation, a different way of doing business that suits, you know, that particular business. So it's a discovery channel for these new and emerging brands. But in addition to housing the most, you know, the brands that we know and love and trust and see in our clinics day in and day out that your clients already know the love and love as well. So, you know, it really caters to both aspects of everyone in this industry being able to find what it is that they align with and be able to bring it into their clinic and sell on. But outside of that, you were mentioning, Steph, the streamlining process, which is like, it is so important because I can imagine for you, like you own clinics, you are, you know, the CEO of ABIC, you have your amazing own brand Dermalist. And so you're busy, you're a busy lady. And I totally get that. And so things that we have included in the functionality of this platform is insane. So in terms of, like being able to, you know, go on and streamline your ordering. Amazing. But let's just say, you know, you haven't fully entrusted that staff member to be able to do the online ordering process yet. That's completely fine because that will come in time. But the functionality, so for example, we have this concept of a bulk ordering section in our platform where you can actually go in and you can set different orders and they could be different names, you know, monthly order, consumable monthly order, whatever it is that you know that you are generally purchasing every single month, and you can save that entire order and then you can go in every month and just take that exact order and say add to cart, and it adds the 20, the 50, the 100, whatever you have in there, the amount of products that you have saved directly into your cart, or you can alter quantities one or two. So no longer are you trying to find all of these different products and add things in. It's already pre-saved for you on all of the different brands, not just brand specific. It's whatever you need in that order. It is saved specifically for you, and you can just boop, one press and it adds it to the cart for you and it's done. And so you could, for example, as a manager and owner, Steph, you could pre-approve these particular bulk order lists, and so you could say safely, okay, so that's approved, this approved, so every month I can be safe that I know that you're ordering these things every single month, and that's pre-approved. So when they need something and they don't, you know, you don't necessarily have the time at that point to be able to go in and approve everything, it's been pre-approved, you're comfortable, you've seen what that order looks like and it's done. So you're streamlining that as well with the functionality in this platform.
Goodness me, like that opens up a whole can of possibilities for various staff members to be able to use the platform as well, because you've got your bulk order setting, but you've got your pre-approved limits, and then your staff will go in there. If they need less, they can. If they need more, that's when they come to you, but you've got your pre-approved limits there and you know what that order looks like. Oh my goodness.
We've thought of everything. Well, we think we've thought of everything. We're trying. Like I mentioned before, it has been 15 months in the making. So at first, it was a great little idea, and it's just grown and evolved. And before we know it, we're on it, you know, on a tangent about all these things we're going to do down the track. So it's constantly evolving. So like Jess said, it's got a lot of layers of functionality.
And imagine your staff, for example, like how many times do you get your password logging into another brand's portal to order? Like, I can't remember one password, let alone five of them. So I'm like,
and I can confirm that. She's always like, what's the password for this? So I'm like, Jess, it's the same password nearly.
The functionality is mind-blowing. How on earth did you come up with this concept? And why? Why did you decide to build this? Because it is not a small endeavor.
Well, we had to, because we have this innate desire to be able to help not just the people, but the industry. There is something about this industry and us. We are passionate about it. And honestly, in terms of the way that we work, like, I think we're sitting in this innovation zone, like, all the time. Like, I think nothing gets me off more than innovation, to be honest. Like, I just adore it. I love it. I align myself with innovators. Hence why, you know, I've known you, Steph, for so long. And so the minute that I met you, I'm like, oh, I just knew it. And I just think that, you know, with the right growth mindset and the desire to innovate, it's taken us to this point where if it was going to be HOA or not, but this is the HOA, like, community and the solution and the platform that we're building is really all about supporting and growing the industry together.
HOA is dedicated to revolutionising the Australian beauty and aesthetic industry by reshaping how businesses connect and thrive. With a focus on innovation, technology and community, HOA is committed to empowering brands, suppliers and industry professionals to achieve their goals and drive collective growth. Serving as a convenient professional-only one-stop shop, HOA caters to all beauty and aesthetic needs, offering everything from business coaches to skincare and consumables. Harnessing state-of-the-art technology and deep industry knowledge, the platform promises to simplify procurement processes, increase brand research capability, product accessibility, and foster unparalleled connectivity and growth within the business community. To become a community member, a brand partner, or learn more, visit www.homeofaesthetics.com.au.
You know, we mentioned collaboration. Collaboration is huge for us because we're bringing everyone in this industry together to amplify our voice, collective voice, and build together. Hence why ABIC was just a no-brainer for us to align with, because this is the exact vision that we want to be a part of as well. We want to, you know, amplify our industry together. So yeah, I think that's kind of really where it came from initially, is this overt desire to just provide growth and solutions and anything in this industry that will be able to, you know, make ourselves better and the way it works better.
I think what struck me as well is the first conversation we had about this was you saying that ABIC was a non-negotiable. I need to be a member of ABIC. You both were so adamant on that. And I think that really speaks to the alignment of values that we all have. You're talking about connection, unity, elevation of standards, elevation of the whole industry, and that's what ABIC stands for. So I think the alignment there was quite perfect. Is that how you felt when you first put Home of Aesthetics together?
We, as I said, we're gravitating towards the same sort of value set, you know. So the value set of ABIC is exactly what we were after for the industry as well. So it's just we feel this pull and desire because it's the same vision that we have for the industry. So we have to be part of it.
You're talking about collaborations. That's one very important element in what you do, connecting people and connecting businesses and brands and collaborating as part of your community. Who exactly are you collaborating with?
The list is endless, but one big focus for us also within the platform is collaborations with our brands. So complementary brands with other brands. And I think that's a huge point here, because the brands that we will house are so incredible, but We're creating a space where they can network and they can learn about other brands. And a lot of the time, brands stay in their lane whilst they've heard of XYZ, that, you know, they don't know them. So we've got the ability on our platform where our brands can put other brands forward that they love, that they think, oh, that will complement me, whether it's a skincare line and then an internal supplements line or a device company that has professional skincare. So we want to be able to introduce these brands to each other and come up with opening packages where there's two brands together, whether it's like a device and a serum or what, you know, whatever it may be. So that's a huge one for us. Obviously, ABIC we're collaborating with, and there's lots in the pipeline, but they're definitely two of our main channels to begin with.
Yeah, collaboration is really, it is a very big value for us. And I think, like, outside of the business collaboration sort of that we're putting together and what we as HOA are collaborating with externally, it's actually every single brand partner that we have on our platform, we are essentially collaborating with. We are providing this space for them to be showcased and highlighted and be able to try and connect them to all of these amazing businesses. So we are collaborating with them in order to help get them out there and get their name out there, or be able to, you know, get more stockists on board or make those connections within, you know, the industry further. So we are actually collaborating with every single member that is actually member and brand partner that are using this platform as well. And so I've mentioned before, we're a young business, we're agile. We want to be able to evolve as much as we can, and we only can do that by collaborating. So we want to be able to hear what everyone says and the feedback, and be able to approach it in that perspective of, you know, we are an open book, we are moving forward with everyone in forms of a collaboration, I guess.
I love that, and I think that what you said was innovative and very different, and I love the word agile, because you know, a lot of the well-established brands come up against a problem, which is they have very, very set processes in place, and they do things the same old way, which makes them successful in the beginning stages, but then after a little while prevents their growth. But I think that adaptability and responding to what the industry needs in real time is something you've always done. And I know Jess and Sophie both, you've always strived to be those innovators. Mm-hmm. Is this something that is just in your infancy that you're going to keep as adaptability, or is that a value for a long term?
This industry is constantly changing, constantly evolving, and you'd be silly to stay put and not have an open mind to what's happening around you. And we are constantly researching. And like I said, this is such a new concept and a new business, but 15 months in, Jess is still sending me new articles that are popping up and vice versa. So, you know, only 15 months in, we're already adapting. So you'd be silly to not have that mindset in a new business.
As a clinic, it's really important to hear that, because, you know, you want a brand partner that can help you stay ahead of the curve. It's very, very difficult to stay abreast of all of the changes that are happening, all the latest, you know, look, even with the emergence of AI, right?
Yeah.
And so many things in the landscape have changed. We've got regulatory changes. So many things are happening in our industry that are really tying us down as business owners. To be able to have innovative platforms like this that help you to do business more easily and grow your horizons is so important. And it really is the way that our industry is heading. So we can be stuck in the old ways of doing things even for our clinic, but is that really future-proofing your business? Is that something that we should be doing, is staying in the old ways of doing things, or should we be looking ways to make our business more viable, grow our business, expand, and research other channels? I think this is very different. This whole concept is extremely different. How does HOA differ from what's already out there?
Well, I mean, like, first of all, like, just to touch on your point about every business needs to try and have sort of this mindset. And I think, to be fair, we are challenging everyone with this platform because it is a new concept. And so we are challenging the brand partners to say, okay, yes, you have done things a certain way and it's gotten to a certain point. We are in the digital age now. Things are developing, and you can see the ever evolving B2C marketplace format. We cannot hide away from it. It is significant and it's there. And honestly, I have to say, I think a lot of the brand partners that have embraced the B2C concept are doing it with the growth mindset perspective. And it makes sense to do it. I totally understand. But in ways of protecting our industry, you have to keep that same evolution, that same mindset of growth, being able to bring that across your entire, you know, your entire business strategy. And so we are challenging that sort of status quo of how you've been doing things and it's been successful, but we are evolving, and we're evolving fast. And so, you know, to be able to keep the mindset of trying new things and seeing how it works and giving it a go is so, so important. Yet to stay abreast and to keep your business future proof, really, really important. And yeah, it is something really new. And in terms of, do you know, to answer your original question, nothing like this has existed before. Nothing. But it's not a new concept. The concept has actually existed before in other industries. So we're bringing it to our industry to be quite niche, and we have to. Our industry does require sort of this particular strategy and this way of approaching it in a niche kind of way, because we are niche in a sense.
When we speak to members or speak to brands about this concept, you can see it ticking over in their mind because it's a new concept. It's like, trying to understand how this would work, and then you see the penny drop, and then they literally say, how has this not been done before? It's the first thing they all say, and we say, we don't know, but here we are, we're coming. But like Jess said, it has been done in different industries, and the concept was brought across to our industry, and we've had to really adapt the concept because of the layers of the professional space. And we believe we've found the answer to bring it to the industry on lots of different levels.
I love the fact that you are so open about, hey, no, this is new to our industry, but it's been done before, and it's been done extremely well and successfully in other industries. And then once you say that, it's all of a sudden a whole bunch of social proof. When you were telling me about what other industries actually use this, I'm like, how do we not have this? I feel like behind almost.
And we have some beautiful brands that have onboarded with us that have tried so hard to break through and break into this industry, for example, skincare lines, and there's nowhere else they can go but B2C. And that's initially not what, that wasn't their business model. That wasn't the path they wanted to go down. But they had no choice to get their name out there. And we are hearing that these brands that are coming on board with us, especially the new and emerging brands, they're dropping off B2C because this is the space they wanted to be in initially, but they had nowhere else to do it. So it is quite interesting to see how this is growing from our brands.
Wow, so inspirational. You know, I'm just sitting here thinking there's so much potential, not just for now and for your launch, which is coming up very shortly, but what are your future goals? Like, what are your plans going forward?
We do have a lot of friends and family members that are, you know, understand our concept. Say, for example, my sister-in-law, she's a hairdresser, and the first thing she said, we do hair. It's endless where we can take this. And, you know, in the past, Jess and I have spoken about showrooms, and we've spoken about being able to circulate our brand partners every quarter in a beautiful space where our members could come and try the products. We've spoken about having, you know, a space on the platform where we can highlight rooms for rent.
Like post our launch, we are obviously thinking our strategy long-term post-launch, because launch is very exciting, and we have an entire amazing new category that's going to be in probably 3 or 4 months post-launch that, again, it's going to be its own little revolution, or its own little, you know, evolution in the industry itself. So we're constantly evolving, and we're constantly finding ways to keep the excitement going of this sort of this evolution in our industry and in this space. So it's not just once we're launched, we're done. We are absolutely on this fast track evolution to like getting as much as we can that's new and amazing to the brand partners and to our members in this industry.
Oh, how gorgeous. When you said rooms for rent, I thought, oh, there's not, you know, I've been looking for a platform. I'd love to get, you know, some allied health into our clinic to complement our holistic wellness journeys. And where do you advertise? You know, where do you do? Would you go on Gumtree, for God's sake? You know,
it's not an easy process. There's no space. It's Facebook community groups or Google. That's the only channels.
We're finally providing that space for someone to go and look and research, and not just research, but filter-based research. Filter based on your values. I want a woman-led business. I want Melbourne. I want physical education, not online support. Or I want, you know, a service that, I don't know, like services are like, I am in awe of the services that are coming onto our platform.
Yeah.
They are like amazing options as a business for you to elevate your offering through these amazing services. It's just next level. If you are someone right now listening to this podcast that has an amazing service offering that you want to get out to the industry, you have to come on this platform because I am obsessed. Reading all about all these services, honestly. I'm like,
it never ends with services. They're coming in and we thought, how have we not heard of this? Or how, you know, obviously there's business coaches and education, which we all know about, but there's so many services out there. We think they've found the gap, they've found the niche, and they're coming to us because they want to get their name out there. And
it's an exciting time to be in this industry, I have to say.
I'm so very proud of you both. And any listener that's listening to this is going to feel extremely proud of what you've done because we needed this. What you were saying about the services, I am constantly struggling to find the right people for my business and the right services for my businesses. And to have this type of platform that connects brands and clinics is just so powerful. No wonder ABIC and HOA are partners, because it really is the extension of what we are offering through ABIC as well, which is the extension of community. It's the how-to part of it, right? So you become a member of ABIC and you get, you know, representation, you get a sense of unity, and then all of the businesses that we work with and all of the brands that we work with are an extension of that, and they offer their own kind of service, that niche service. And HOA has really taken it to the next level and provided a solution. So I just want to thank you for the industry. I'm super pumped for your launch. Watch this space, everyone. If you're not a brand, but you're like me and you're a clinic owner or a salon or a spa owner, what do you do to join up?
Basically, what you do is that you go onto the platform and you log in to become a member. So it's completely free to become a member. And we just need to verify you. So we need to make sure that you're obviously a legitimate business, because it is a B2B wholesale platform. You need to be able to be a business to be able to access the wholesaling and the purchasing components. So jump on, we grab the details in terms of validating that you're a business, and then you're sort of free to browse, free to unlock all of the wholesale pricing. Of course, we do have brands on there that still require a bit of an approval process in terms of requesting to become a stockist, but we sort of provide as much information as we can from you to them so that they can make that answer really, really quick and simple and easier for you. Then you're approved and you're ready to go. So some brands don't have that approval and then some do. So the ones that if you're already a stockist of those, obviously you don't require another approval, so that's completely fine. But you can just go in and find the products that you're after, and you know, all of the consumables and things, sort of the more transactional stuff, you can just pop in your cart or save it as a bulk order and keep that there for the next time, and then, you know, go in and discover. There's also a really great comparison element as well. So not only can you research, but you can compare brands right next to each other. So you could, you know, grab a, you know, you might be interested in a whole bunch of different cleansers, for example, and you could grab that cleanser and that cleanser and that cleanser, and you could literally look at them side by side. Price point, markup, description, minimum quantity order, because that's all, you know, that might be something that's relevant to someone that can't do higher quantities, and this brand has minimum quantities, so that might mark that brand out, but the other brands come, you know, might be a bit more aligned to you. So there's ways of being able to really filter out and compare as well. So
goodness me, you both have been busy beavers. I want to say thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, and thank you so much for being a supporter of the industry through ABIC and the important work that we do to elevate and unify the industry. Ladies, this is not the last time we are talking about this. We're going to have you back through various channels, perhaps get you on a live and so forth. So you can, once you launch, you can tell everyone about the new exciting developments. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Beauté by ABIC podcast, your online support community for the aesthetic and beauty industry. Thank you for listening, and until next time, stay connected.